Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, I think I'm very, very glad that I'm not a fan of the England football team because... Oh. Talk about blowing a game where you had a 1-0 lead and you had, I think, about 5 minutes in regulation left or maybe even 3 minutes, and then Argentina scores on a beautiful assist from Messi. And then I didn't even see the second goal. I don't know if you guys did, but I was doing my job here in the studio. Yeah. By the way, our friend Alex Rich is here as well. But both of the goals, the late goals for Argentina, and it's now final 2-1 that was in Atlanta. Messi had the assist on both of them. So I don't know if, you know, any of us here are conspiracy theorists about Argentina getting to the final, but they're back in the final. They'll play Spain in, I guess, New Jersey on Sunday afternoon. These games have been fun to watch. I've really gotten into them. I watched this game before I hit the air, and it was knotted up. I still want to see that second goal because you got to figure that the English folks are just besides themselves right now, right?
It's rough for the English today, huh?
How are you, Alex Rich?
I'm great. Sue, you just missed it, by the way. He, Mark said he sometimes gets that he looks like Messi.
Are you kidding
me? And I said Messi is a little bit better looking than you, Mark.
And that offended me. I don't really see it. I've had people tell me this.
I think you might be taller than him.
Well, okay, by what, half an inch or something like that?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's just this show. I mean, Fred has been told that he looked like Lionel Richie.
There you go.
Mark is Lionel Messi.
I used to get, it's a Lionel.
Yeah,
Lionel. No, I used to get, what's his name, Batman a lot, Christian Bale. And I always liked that one. I mean, I swear to God, one time, this is a true story.
Not Adam West.
No, not Adam West, but one time I was in, I think I was in Las Vegas for like the Hangover junket or something like that. And I'm at a store in a mall. And
that's a movie.
What?
The Hangover.
Yeah, for the movie, The Hangover. And these two guys started calling me Batman. It was pretty funny, like in a Banana Republic store or something like that. I'm like, no, I'm not Batman. But this was like 15 years ago. So I was a little younger looking at that point and maybe more resembled. I like the Christian Bale ones, though. I think that those were okay. I was comfortable with that, but I don't think it holds anymore. Now I just compared to old men. Right, mm-hmm. You just look like an old man. So Alex played baseball at the University of Indiana, and he backed up Kyle Schwarber. You know Schwarber. You played golf with him, I think, last year in a little reunion event.
Saw him drink 28 beers on the golf course.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Was that not an incredible home run derby?
It was awesome. It was. I got a lot of texts that night. Like, oh, are you bummed? I gotta
say. Yeah,
did
you have split allegiances a little bit?
It was a win-win for me.
Yeah.
It was a win-win, and then at the end, I gotta say, I'm glad that the Cardinal, Jordan Walker won.
I mean, right.
Dude, and I've never, as a baseball player, I was watching the swing. What a swing Jordan Walker's got, man.
Ooh.
Just such ease. Yes. And how quick the ball comes off his bat. He's hitting line drives that just go out.
I know.
I mean, if you remember, like, Mark McGwire used to hit some absolute bombs, just like high, big league fly ball home runs. But he also hit a lot of line drive balls that just
got out of the park.
Quick.
Yeah.
And, man, Jordan Walker, especially, like, in a home run derby, I actually did one in a summer league, in a summer baseball league that I was in college, and I'll tell you what, they're very tired.
Well, he said that even,
and
because
so,
he had been in them before too,
yeah,
and hadn't done well.
And so for him to be using minimal, what looked to be like minimal smooth effort those first couple rounds, I think definitely helped him in the end.
You could see him, and he talked about this a little bit afterwards, we played some of the audio, but you could kind of see him centering himself.
Oh yeah.
Kind of taking a deep breath, saying, okay, let's stay mm-hmm. focused. And that was impressive, but what's even more impressive, just his whole story, you know, in how he's gotten to the point where he has, and the turnaround is really incredible. So I would ask this question: how does a guy that leads Major League Baseball in RBIs doesn't get into the All-Star game until like the ninth inning? But that's what happened with Jordan Walker last night. But let me, I know I'm going to get some disagreement here. Ethan and I have already disagreed mildly on this, but I walked in on a big rant because I just thought, did you watch the game last night, Alex?
I did watch a little, okay. I would say on and off.
The game was boring, okay? And it happens. It was really good pitching on both sides, more so the American League. The broadcast of the game was awful. Just terrible. And I don't know what Fox was thinking. You know, at one point, John Smoltz, who I like, okay, he's making the case very strongly and emphatically that this All-Star game for Major League Baseball, it's better than all the other All-Star games because it's a real game and we're really looking strategy. And he's saying that as Joe Davis, who I don't like at all, is literally talking into the ear of either a batter or a pitcher while they're executing a pitch or while they're getting ready to hit a ball because they mic'd up these players.
Oh.
And our engineers will tell you, look, this is basic broadcast 101, okay? Brian or the people who set up our fish fries will tell you, put a damn headset on these guys. You can't hear them if you don't do that.
Right.
They put a little lapel microphone on some of these guys, Bryce Harper, and then they put an earpiece in. He's batting. The earpiece is coming out. Of course it is, because you're not meant to wear an earpiece when you're a batter.
Jeez.
Looking at a 99-mile-per-hour
right.
fastball.
Right.
So they're talking. I get that they're trying to do the interaction with the players and everything, but it was terrible. And Joe Davis was asking questions like he was a freshman in high school in a journalism class. Like, hey, what would your message be to those younger players? Like, that's the dumbest question that athletes get asked, and they've been asked it so many times. Get a little creative with your questions. So I thought the broadcast itself was just downright embarrassing on the part of Fox last night. They were trying to do too much. You couldn't hear what the players were saying because they weren't mic'd up properly. They had Pete Crow Armstrong at one point. He might have been the most interesting.
Yeah,
because he actually made you like him a little bit more than you do,
uh-huh.
because he was just not talking like a cocky baseball player. And he said something nice about St. Louis because they were asking him, and I thought this was a decent question, right? Okay, what's your center fields are different, right? The ballparks are different. Which center fields do you like? He said, I like the Dodgers. He said one other, and then he said, like St. Louis. So he likes Busch Stadium. But I just was so disappointed in the broadcast quality that Fox delivered after a really good home run derby on Netflix. I was really let down.
So you were one of the people that did like the Netflix broadcast.
Well, you know what? I liked the home run derby. The broadcast itself, they had issues with that the other
because
night as
I
well.
Because all I saw on social media
no, it wasn't
in
good.
Regards to that was like the camera angles that Netflix was showing, which I didn't have totally a problem. Look, I'll be honest. Do I think Barry Bonds is good behind the mic? Not at
awful.
All. I think he's I think he's
CeCe Sabathia was
right.
terrible.
I think these guys were like the post derby interview with Jordan Walker and his family. When Barry Bonds was talking, it's like you ever watch something that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that is kind of how I felt when Barry Bonds was talking to Jordan Walker.
That's because they put Barry Bonds and CeCe Sabathia in positions that they shouldn't be.
I thought Albert
did a good job,
but I did think that like some of the home run derbies about following the ball and seeing where the ball goes, and they would zoom in. Like, a lot of the things that I saw were, like, on the player's chest or their face after they hit the ball.
Well, here's another miss.
Like, okay, we want to see the ball. We want to see the ball leave the park.
Here's another one. Complete miss on the part of them the other night. They show Jordan Walker. It's a great story, right? He's crushing home runs. They show his manager. Four times they show Ollie Marmol with his hat on backwards and his smile as big as he can. And they never mention, hey, that's Jordan's skipper who's working with Dave Roberts. Not once did they mention that. It was both broadcasts were major fails in my I guess I'm going to say both of them were.
But I know I didn't get to talk to you guys about it. Do we agree one of the best home run derbies? Like, the new.
No doubt.
The 2015 swings.
I loved it.
The new format is unbelievable. That's how it needs to be. Because Schwarber was saying, like, it gives you a chance to watch the ball leave the park. You're not on a rushing against the clock. It's apples to apples. Everybody's getting
And the fans can see, as a television fan, you can see each home run. When they were doing the timing, you'd miss some sometimes. And
it'd
be rushed. All right, Ethan, you're gonna rip on my take on the game, because I can tell you're over there kind of chopping on the bit.
He's sitting on his hands waiting.
I agree with a good chunk of what you mentioned. I think that sometimes in these games they do try to do too much. I am okay interviewing guys that are in the field, whether they're playing in the outfield or shortstop. But once you start to get pitchers
and batters,
dude, it's hard enough to hit.
Even if it's an all-star game, they're still trying to do the craft in the moment. Dylan Cease, I believe, was the guy that was mic'd up at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah,
he's already not a super talkative guy. And now you have this weird interaction situation where Joe Davis is trying to commentate on the game, but he also has to respect that everything he says is going through Dylan Cease, the starting pitcher's ear.
And he didn't do that, because he was actually asking him a question one time when he's in the middle of his windup.
I don't necessarily like that part. I'm fine with them interviewing guys that are in the field, because I think it's cool. I agree. I thought PCA's interview was kind of cool. Bobby Witt's was pretty cool.
By the way, Dave Roberts and John Schneider were great, because they had freaking headsets on, and they were both talking, and you could hear them, and the questions you could hear.
And I do agree with what John Smoltz said, that And this is maybe more so an insult on the other major sports. Baseball has the best All-Star game, and it's not close, because the other ones are so bad.
Well, I do agree with that.
I don't disagree with what he said there.
Do you think there should be more on the line, though, like there used to be? Like, it used to decide home field advantage in the World Series.
I am very big anti that, because I think then that it completely disregards
your regular
season. So I think that the home run derby was much more exciting than the All-Star game. Here's one thing that I didn't ask you, and I know we got to get to Sue's news here pretty quickly, but one thing I want to ask you about is there was a lot of in-between inning stuff. I thought the introductions where they signed
with
what looked like the kids on the bike
and the kids coming out on the bikes was
the
cool.
The Sandlot tribute I thought was amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
The Boys to Men part, that was a little cheesy.
It was awful.
I didn't like
They couldn't hit the notes. I was like, I was cleaning up the bunny hutch, and I'm like, who? I asked Becky, I'm like, who is that?
But some of those extra things that they did, it was very patriotic-centered.
The Ray Charles thing didn't even make sense, though, because that was actually from like 9/11.
Signing the lineup card was awesome. Anyway, I thought the way that they came out and announced each person was unbelievable.
We'll have to agree to disagree on something. By the way, Fred and I agreed on one thing. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there were the weirdest commercials during that game last night. Like Claude and some of the other. I'm not even making this up. They were awkward commercials. It was like, watching here?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Bizarre.
Oh, that's
with
weird.
Dead air in
Yeah,
them.
Like things that would go to black. The screen. I think they were trying to get your. It was different. It was very different.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX, because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, we got to get right to Sue's News because we're running just a little late here, so let's do it.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No, 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 no.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Somebody let me know on X all of the days that today is. He said, hey, am I too late to let you know what national days? I said, no, go right ahead. So here we go. Today is National Give Something Away Day, National Gummy Worm Day, Hot Dog Day, Pet Fire Safety Day, Respect Canada Day, Tapioca Pudding Day, which I find disgusting. I don't like the globules, Fred. Tapioca?
No, I don't like it, no.
Oh, Alex?
Not my favorite. No. I don't find it as disgusting as you do.
Yeah, I just, I don't want a globule.
Okay, what is Pet Fire Safety Day?
Oh, well, I looked that one up.
Is that okay. Where like you put a little sticker in your window?
Yes, that's part of it. You have to, for the zoo, Mark Rudin, have with your fire plan in your house that we all have, make sure you can get the pets
get the
out.
Animals
so
out.
Putting,
okay.
Putting that sticker in is part of
okay,
it.
Okay, so just quick true story. My cat Max that I had for about 16 years, he was a cat I found in college. I give him credit for waking me up in the middle of the night when I had a roommate.
Gosh.
When my roommate came home drunk and tried to boil pasta and just fell asleep and the pasta created this
gosh.
Smoke. And my cat woke me up and there's smoke all over the apartment. Luckily, there was no fire damage. But just from the pasta burning, you would not believe how much smoke there was. But that cat came up and woke me up.
That's
and I yelled
awesome.
At my damn roommate was on the couch downstairs. I'm like, dude! And everything smelled like smoke for weeks. All my clothes and everything. But that cat might have
wait,
helped
did the
out a
fire
lot.
People come?
No, because it was just the stupid thing. He just burned the water all the way through and the pasta just burned through because he was, you know, passed out.
Wow. That is quite the tale. Yeah. It's also Orange Chicken Day. I don't care for that either.
It's
I don't
not
like
my favorite
sweet
either.
And meat. And
I like orange chicken.
See? People
I
love
do too.
It.
I like sweet and sour chicken, but I don't like orange chicken that much.
I find
does that,
that
mean you don't like Panda Express at
no,
all?
No, I like Panda Express.
Do you get the orange chicken there? No.
No, but they have other. They have like 40 other items, so
yeah,
I'm fine.
But I just feel like everybody gets the orange chicken.
Well,
do you think, Fred?
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Yeah, I get so.
Although I like all of it.
I do, too. I like the hot and fire.
I find it, no goo. it's also I Love Horses Day, Be a Dork Day, World Youth Skills Day, and St. Within's, what? St. Swithin's Day, Clean Beauty Day.
Okay.
Sorry, maybe that's a typo. I didn't pre-read the old tweet there. So thank you. I'm sorry, posting on X. On this day in history, 86 years ago, in 1940, the tallest man in history, the Alton Giant, Robert Wadlow passed away at age 32. When he passed, he stood 8 feet 11 inches tall, weighed nearly 500 pounds when he was in kindergarten. He was 5'6".
Wait, is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know. You know about Wadlow, the old giant.
Yeah.
I think I've heard, but I mean,
those to him over there.
He was 8'11"?
Yeah.
Okay,
he was my size in kindergarten.
Yeah. Right. But how many people are even above 8 feet on the planet?
Well, that's why he's the tallest man in history.
Okay, all right, there you go.
By the time he was 18, he was 8'4" and wore a size 37.
But he was fat too.
No.
I mean, if you weighed 5'11", weighed 500 pounds.
No, you're skinny as a stick, dude.
Yeah.
But you're 9 feet
because he was that
tall.
He was 8'4".
Okay, I'm learning a lot here. I did not know a lot of this.
Yeah.
Fred's looking at me with disgust that I don't know anything about the Alton Giant.
How old was he when he died?
37.
Yeah, tall people like that don't live that long.
I'm sorry, 32.
32.
Yeah, his shoe was a 37.
I can see how that could be confusing.
A 37 shoe?
37. Wow. Right?
I heard them say something last night. One of the players last night had a size 18, I think.
Oh, that's big.
That's big.
And I'd say good for him. That's all. I'll leave it at that.
there's a size 14 in my
household.
They
don't always correlate.
Those are difficult to find those shoes. Okay, you guys, you're going to have to name this movie, even though Mark knows it because it's over there. This movie came out 38 years ago. Name it.
Identify yourself.
Not now.
Who are you then?
Lying in the ointment, Hans. Pain in the ass. Call me Roy.
Christmas movie, right?
That's right. A nice Christmas film.
I finally come around on that. I used to fight against that. Now I've given up. I'm like, okay, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Alex, do you know it? Fred, I think, knows
not
it.
Not a Christmas story, but a Christmas movie.
Right. That's that's Die Hard.
It's Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I am embarrassed a little bit to say this on air. I've never seen it. No, I haven't. I haven't.
Alex Rich.
Mark, I haven't.
You are not allowed to come on this show if you don't do it this way. Are you kidding me? That's one of the greatest movies you'll ever see.
Yeah.
It's a great
it's
movie.
It's so good.
And the sequels are decent, too.
Yeah, they are. But this truly is the best.
How could you not have seen
it? You know, next time somebody says, let's watch a movie that we haven't seen, but it's like well-known, that's the one.
Okay.
I'm going to make a note. That's the one.
Have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I mean, that one. Okay, of course, but...
Would you say Die Hard is more of an of course than Ferris Bueller? I think Ferris Bueller is more in my...
Wheelhouse, totally.
Don't you think?
It's so fantastic. Yeah. It's the best movie ever. One of them.
I'm with Sue on that. Both of those are.
Yeah, they really are. 38. So that was in 1988 when Die Hard came out. And then 20 years ago in 2006 was when Twitter was released to the public. It's only 20 years old. That's amazing.
I was early on Twitter. Yeah.
Yep. Random stuff here. Tom Cruise is going to make an appearance at the World Cup final. And FIFA is not saying in what capacity.
Oh, like skydiving.
Yeah.
Something like that. I bet he comes out of the plane.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Hudson will sing the U.S. national anthem. We have insect news.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. I mean, this is like twice in one week. I can't even tell you because we've been missing it by so much, right?
It's time for insect news.
You guys. An ant biology expert says that when you see an ant inside your house, you should not squish it. When you squish an ant, it releases pheromones that signal to other ants in the colony. And whenever they get that distress signal, worker ants rush over to remove the body. So what starts as one ant can quickly turn into an entire swarm.
What if you remove the body on your own?
You could do that. They recommend... Well... no, because the pheromone will already have gone out, but the quicker you are, the better, of course. Depending on the type of ant, things can get bad fast. If it's a fire ant, they really come in. Now, the best thing you can do is just set the ant outside. They also recommend trying to block entry points. I'm just saying.
Okay, should you lure it outside so you don't
push
it
up onto a piece of paper and take it outside?
This is interesting. I had my bug guy come today.
Yeah,
Paul
came over. I have a better idea.
Spread.
Yeah, the bug guy or Raid. Uh-huh. Raid.
We'll see. It's just something I had not heard before.
Remind me about the bug guy when we come back. I'll test you guys out.
I had some carpenter ants. Those are bad.
Those
are tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do want those removed. We'll see. I've just had never heard that before. And they also say You can wipe down surfaces with lemon juice and vinegar to throw off the trail.
Okay. I think we're all going to be okay.
If you do actually smash it.
Yeah.
We don't believe it?
No.
I can't find it. Nor,
I don't,
this
even
is
if
science.
It's true, even if it's true, I don't care.
Well, that's more like it.
Mark's going to get carried out of his home by a group of ants here in the next
week.
Fire ants will kill me, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I'm keeping an 80s movie theme. Only two of the 20 highest grossing 80s movies have not had a remake, sequel, or prequel. Can you think? Can you think? It's pretty tight.
E.T.
I want to say Back to the Future,
and
but
Rain
there was
Man.
A couple.
Rain Man. Oh, both great movies.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing I didn't mention when we were talking about the All-Star game is I kind of passed over Riley O'Brien. He ended up pitching in the second inning.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, one of the first things that happened is he hit one of the better players from the American League. I think that he was in the All-Star game,
home run derby,
Junior Caminero, who was hit at first, man. I thought it was in the face. I thought O'Brien hit him in the head. He reared back. It ended up being... right, and Alex, you can relate with this probably. It was a 98 mile per hour sinker that hit his pinky or his two small fingers, and it looked very painful. They took him; he went right into the dugout. By the way,
oh, yeah.
Someone else, pinch runner. They took X-rays. They said he was okay. But you can tell me this too, because one of the things I always wondered about major league pitchers, because you know that they feel bad unless they're plunking on purpose, right? Because you don't want to hurt somebody. But in this case, I guess Riley did go over to the clubhouse, and he said, I felt absolutely terrible about that. Last thing I want to do in an All-Star game is hit someone and, God forbid, hurt him. But yeah, I went over there. I wanted to check on him, make sure he was all right. He was
was very understanding and classy about it. Caminero said, yeah, look, with O'Brien, I really appreciate the gesture. He came into the clubhouse to apologize, but I told him, no, it's part of the game. He was really worried, but I told him, look, these things happen. We're here to have fun. We're here to enjoy the night. And yeah, we caught up and both felt really good. Everything's okay. So that's cool because that was a pitch that just he didn't locate at all.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It got away from him. And, you know, he was very visibly upset, I think, when the play happened. But my question would be is, like, how often does that happen? Because you never see a pitcher go right up to a batter and say, dude, I'm so sorry. That's not part of the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel like it happens a little bit more often, or someone shoots a text and says, hey, you know, I hope you're okay? Or is it something that doesn't happen? Is that just, is it unique because of the All-Star game?
I think it's probably unique because of the All-Star game and the circumstances.
Yeah.
Because, realistically, it's a meaningless game. So if Junior gets hurt, and it affects the rest of their season.
Well, right.
Because you're on a field full of all-stars, so all of these guys are having great years. And if, you know, he gets hit in the hand and breaks his hand, God forbid, it's like there's a lot of downward spiral effect that comes from that. Now, regular season, it's like it's part of the game. Maybe this situation, it's like, okay, maybe it got away from him.
Yeah,
it definitely got away from him. But, like, I was kind of surprised that he went up and in on him anyway, you know, especially in an All-Star game.
Well,
you're pitching a guy up and in.
I don't think he was supposed to go that
right.
up and in.
Right. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, no. But do I think that it happens where their guys are apologizing and stuff like that? I don't.
Now, because it's part of the game,
that's
right?
probably okay. happening.
Hey,
yeah.
Sue, listen to this little nugget. You ready? We love our friend George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. We did Tech Talk Tuesday with him last night. You ready for this little trivia nugget?
I'm ready.
His grandpa was the optometrist for the Alton Giant.
No way!
He says the eyeglasses he's wearing in the pictures and, of course, represented in the statue are all from his grandpa, who is the optometrist in downtown Belleville, Highland, and Alton. How
Holy
crazy.
Cow.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty
How
cool.
big was the chair he had to...
Exactly.
That
you know?
Is a very legitimate question, Alex Rich.
Right.
I don't know the answer to
Maybe
that.
Maybe they had to get him out like a step stool or something to get like to sit on the ground, basically.
Right. So I got to ask you guys this question because I can't wait to be judged mainly by Sue and Fred. I feel like I'm going to get a little bit of allegiance here with Alex, but we'll test it out. So getting ready, eating dinner last night, getting ready for the All-Star game. I think the game had actually started already. It was right around, you know, a little after 7 or something like that. Get a knock on the door. I don't get knocks on the door very much, right? We have our friend next door, Amanda, who hangs with Alexa. She just comes in,
comes
in the garage door. People don't really knock on the door. We don't really like, because we're elitists in my neighborhood,
sure.
We don't like solicitors.
Nobody likes solicitors.
That's why you live out there.
Right. So I don't know if I told you guys this story or not, or if I ever said it on the air. I might have. I can't remember. But let me take you back to 2 years ago, a couple of days ago. And this is a true story. On the Saturday of the assassination attempt, okay, and I was in my basement when that happened. This was Butler, okay?
Okay.
You look confused, but this is all going to come full circle.
Which assassination?
Hang on. Yeah, well, that's actually a good question. Mm-hmm. Butler. We just had the anniversary, okay? Like 3 days ago, I think, was the 2-year anniversary of this happening. So, I mean, when that happened, it was mind-blowing, and we didn't know what was going on. So that was one day that I got a knock on the door. And there's a guy out there, and he's trying to tell me that he has an appointment at my house. I'm like, dude, you don't have an appointment at my house, okay? And he's like arguing with me about, you know, I'm like, I think it was a roof. I don't know if it was a roofing guy or something like that. And I got pissed off, and I basically told him to, you know, get the F out of my yard and leave me alone. And then he drops this, I can't believe it. He's like indignant about it. He goes, you know, I was in the military. I'm like, okay, thank you for your service, but I don't want you here. And I was more amped up that day because of the shooting. I'm just going to tell you, if I would have had to have redo that whole scenario, I still would have kicked his ass out of my yard because he was trying to tell me that I had an appointment that I did not have. And he kept trying to insist upon it. And it was ridiculous. All right. So last night, knock on the door, right? No one is going to knock on my door that
Why
I'm going to want to see.
Why are you answering the door? I think the rest of
the
us
garage,
ignore it.
The garage was open. I mean, he rang the doorbell and he rapped on the door, right? So it's like, hey, I'm doing some work here next door for Jason. I'm like, yeah, cut to the chase. What are you selling? He goes, oh, well, we've only talked for like 10 seconds. I said, get to the point. I'm watching the All-Star game. And he didn't even want to answer my question. I'm like, dude, I'm not interested. And I just left. I closed the door. You know, I don't want people knocking on the door selling me stuff, especially when it's not allowed. And we seem to have more and more of that. And they're all hawking. See, this is where the bug thing comes into play, right? So I'll just do it again just because I like it so much. So let's just do this. Here, ready?
It's time for... It's time for insect news.
I know what he was doing. He's like, hey, I'm spraying over here for bugs at your neighbor's house. Would you like me to do it? No, I would not like you to do it because I don't want to pay for that and I want to watch the All-Star game. Leave me alone. But then I come off like the you know, the rude guy at the house last night because I closed the door in his face.
I think like the rest of us, you don't answer the door. You look at your doorbell camera, see who it is, and ignore it.
Okay, I'll step in because...
I don't have a doorbell camera.
Well...
I got cameras outside
the
front.
One.
Well, okay, I don't have a ring. I have a security system that has cameras, but I don't have one right on my doorbell. That's probably not smart.
You do need that. Yeah. Why don't you have that?
Right. Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But I will say, I also answer the door at times because... If you don't, the dogs are inside just going absolutely nuts until the person leaves your front porch. So for me, that's why I answer the door. But I'm the same way. It shouldn't even be allowed to knock on somebody's door unless you're there like to be at their house for like a dinner party or something. Like,
leave me alone.
Don't come to my house selling me stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And the whole neighbor thing is crazy. They always make up the story. I'm helping Linda down the street.
No, exactly.
No, Linda didn't even live on the street.
Exactly. Thank you. I knew I was going to get solidarity here from Alex.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, Fred would have never been that rude. Fred would
have
been.
I'd have been very patient, listened to him.
Would you have taken his estimate?
I would have politely said, hey, I'm watching the All-Star game, probably not the best time.
Ah, okay.
But I wouldn't have slammed the door in his face and said, go, or something like that. I can see that happening.
You wouldn't answer my question.
In your neighborhood.
Three or four times I said, what are you selling? Just get to the point. Get to the point. Cut to the chase, bro. He wouldn't do it. I'm like, okay.
Even when you said, bro, that's really appealing.
I'm just telling you.
What would somebody have to be selling you for you to buy it? For them, door-to-door
knocking.
That's
a good question.
What would they have to be selling?
I'll answer that question.
I'll tell you.
If it's a kid from the neighborhood.
Vinyl records.
No. Wait a second
here. If it's a kid
that is selling for a school fundraiser, pizzas, cookie dough, I buy those all the time. The Girl Scout cookies, even if I've gotten Girl Scout cookies, if someone from the neighborhood comes by, I'm signing up. So I'm not, the kids are fine. Any of that kind of stuff is fine. And by the way, half the time I get a knock on my door, you should know this, Sue, because my dog is running around the neighborhood because Olaf gets out. That happened a couple of days ago because I let him, I don't think I admitted this one. I've only done this a handful of times, but I left for work and I let him outside. I forgot to leave him in. And he was wandering down our block, probably trying to help the guy that was selling the pest control or whatever.
You know, if you don't leave him in the backyard when you go, you're talking to me on the phone on your way into work. You're like, oh no, I got the dog in the back seat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's happened too, I think, right?
Yeah.
Where I've kind of forgotten.
That's a true story.
One of these days, I think one of those dogs is going to make it in here with me. And by the way, quick update on Smokey the kitten. Took him to the vet today for his checkup. 3 weeks after the first checkup, he goes from 2.7. Wait, I got to get this right. I don't want to give you an inaccurate reading the weigh-in today.
You can round it off.
It was, no, I don't want to, though, because I want to be very exact.
And it's such a small weight.
2.72 to 4.9 pounds. So he's not quite doubled his weight in 3 weeks, but he's gained. He's eaten healthily. The kitten.
Wait,
and by the way,
total weight is what?
He's under 5 pounds. He's a tiny kitten.
Tiny
kitten.
You know what? I apologize. I was thinking of the puppy while you were talking about this.
Because
I'm an idiot.
The puppy had to go yesterday because he's got, this is it. He's got kennel cough. So I had back-to-back vet trips, but this was just like the normal thing for
kitten. That's so sweet. I got to meet him.
How much does the puppy weigh?
The puppy weighed 64 pounds. And I didn't think he was over 60, but he weighs 64
pounds.
Was
he just over a year?
I told you.
Just over a year.
Yeah.
I won my bet in the end with Jeannie Sullivan because she said, and she had to admit this the other day, she said, I said he'd be 60 to 80, okay? She said no more than 60. He's weighed in the last two times, right around 64. Mm. I win the bet. I don't think there was anything on the line, but it's my pride. And by the way, Dwayne Patterson, who's coming up here after 5 o'clock, he's showing solidarity. You never feed the door-knocking trolls. Thank you. He's with me 100%. We're coming back. I want to talk about this guy a little bit here, Lenny Kravitz. It's hard for me to talk about him because, like, when I look at Lenny Kravitz, it's like looking at myself in the mirror.
Not messy.
You wear leather pants?
It's awkward. Well, my abs, basically.
Sure.
It's the abs.
Sure.
So, you know, it's a little embarrassing to be talking about this. But no, on a serious note, so there's an article in the New York Post today about Lenny Kravitz and his abs. And let me just say, I've said this before, Sue, and I think you've agreed with me. There are very few people on the entire planet that emit more of a cool vibe 100%. Than Lenny Kravitz.
100%.
I don't think
he
I've seen
hot,
anyone.
He is cool. He is all of the things.
I have a man crush. I do him. I'm just telling you right now. I've got a man
crush. It's understandable.
Cool. So there's a story that says while he's always been in fantastic shape, he underwent a kind of fitness, he calls it a renaissance. Get it? Get it?
Uh-huh. Got
later
it.
Later in life. This is a cover story. I guess they're ripping from a cover story that's in Men's Health in the New York Post, which is called, well, it's just something about Lenny, and he's on the cover with his abs. But before he turned 50, he said he felt bloated and out of sorts. So who doesn't do this? You know what he did? He moved in with his personal trainer and close friend in Miami for a half a year.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't you just move in with your
Might
trainer,
as well.
Right?
Sure.
So Dodd Romero is the trainer. He's worked with him for 30 years.
Wow.
This guy also works with people like Denzel, Jennifer Lopez, Ryan Seacrest. Hopefully he's not working on Ryan Seacrest's face because that needs a
That's
little
enough.
That needs less help these days. So I guess that this guy puts Kravitz on a tough workout routine in the gym, bike rides, and that's what kind of gave him a commitment. But he works out 5 or 6 times a week for 45 to 60 minutes. That's, you know, that's not it's still a tight time frame, if you will. He says, you realize as you keep spending time on the planet that aging is not how you thought it would be. Now I'm in better shape than I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Jeez.
10 years from now, I'll be in better shape than I am right now. He's 62, so he's basically my age. He's just a little bit older. But, you know, look, on that front, I'm very concerned because I see and I play pickleball with people that are in their 70s right now. They're in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't work on it, like there is going to be a cutoff where your muscles are not going to be where you want them to be if you don't start getting active and lifting weights. I don't lift weights enough. I get bored by it. So that's why I do racquetball, pickleball, and, you know, some of the other things. But I probably should lift weights. Now, Lenny and I have the same ab routine. That's why we're so
closely. Certainly.
But listen to what he does there. So when he works out, this is interesting, and maybe there's something to that. When he starts on bicep curls, he does 55 reps with just 10 pounds. So he does high reps.
Yeah, you got to get the cut going.
And then at the end, he finishes 40 pounds for 5 reps. So he's going, he's not lifting a lot of weight, but he's just doing rep. On the 6-pack, which they say in Men's Health morphs into an 8 and 11-pack,
jeez,
maybe a 10-pack over the course of a workout, he does 2 or 3 sets, and this is, I hate doing sit-ups and stuff like
that. Because they're horrible.
2 or 3 sets of 21 reps of core exercises, such as hanging leg raises, planks, and different crunches. And he says, and this is, you'll like this, Sue, he goes, all of this is natural. No peptides, no human growth hormone, no testosterone.
Good.
He says, though, there's nothing wrong with people who do those things, but there's an alternative. You can do it naturally with exercise and food. Is it harder? Yes, I would agree with him. Does it take more work? Yes, but that's how I chose to do it, and it's 100% attainable. For him to look the way he does. Now, here's one thing I would say. Do you know what his waist is?
28.
Yeah, I was going to say 28.
Uh-huh. And this is what he said that really relates with me. You know, there's nothing else. Believe me, the 6-pack I was clearly joking about. But he says, and this is kind of how I do it, maybe a lot of guys and even women, that you can feel it in your pants, right? He goes, look, the pants don't lie. And the same thing with me. You know, I went down to 157 with the anxiety a year ago, and I had clothes falling off me. But I'm kind of comfortable between about 165 and 172.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell if I'm 173, 174, the pants don't fit as well.
Yeah.
So I'm with Lenny on that.
Did you read in that article that he actually works out since he does this performances on stage in leather pants?
In the leather pants. The video went viral.
Yeah.
That he works out in leather pants.
I do that too, though.
Oh,
I mean, that's not as unique as you think.
Okay.
Have you ever worn leather pants?
I wore it this morning at the MAC playing racquetball, Alex. No, I've not worn leather pants.
I never have, but I think I would love to be able to pull leather pants off.
I don't think you can.
I don't think my waist, when you're a 28 waist, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That is skinny, though. Because,
it is.
I'm down to my 150.
Does it say what he weighs?
I don't think it said. But look, that has to be, he's got to be under 155.
I don't care. I'm going to ask how tall is.
And that matters too. Brandon Flowers of The Killers,
he's
kind of a shorter
guy.
Yeah, so I'm 5'9 and a half, 5'10 in the program, so he's not super short.
How about his weight? Can we get a weight from him soon?
Standby.
I was going to say, Brandon Flowers is a 29 waist.
165.
He's talked about, Brandon Flowers talked about buying women's jeans before just to get him to fit, which I think is weird. 164? No. That's
165.
Muscle weighs more than fat, though, Mark.
Yeah, that's lean.
You know?
He's a lean, mean fight machine there. Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. That's my new goal.
I think I'm going to get leather pants and wear them for my next gig.
Okay.
Next Cardinal game or something? Oh, be rocking leather pants?
I dare you to do that,
Mark.
Alex,
wouldn't that be something?
We have a question for you on the feed.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you leave your garage door open at night?
It was 7 o'clock at night. We had just pulled in the house. My wife had just gotten home with dinner.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
That's too bad.
I feel like you are a big open garage door guy, though.
But
I feel like every time I've ever come over, your garage door has been open.
Yeah.
Should I just give my address and have people just come in whenever they want to at this point?
I was going to say, maybe it's easier instead of having people knock on your door, just have a sign that says, come on in through the garage.
Garage is
open.
We often still take the dogs for a walk. We go through the garage. My goodness, the judging, not only from the panel, but from the audience this afternoon. I'm going back to work on my 10-pack or 11-pack or whatever it is. Alex, we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.